Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. I love saying that. Okay, Perek Rishon. Aloha Aleph Mesechet Yevamot. Chamesh Yitzrei Nashim Pachrot Tzorotayim V'Tzorot Tzorotayim Min HaChalitza Min HaYibu Matzof Olam. Bito, Bat Beno, Bat Ishto, Bat Bena, Bat Bito, V'Chamoto, V'Im Chamoto, V'Im Chamim, Achoto V'Achot Imo, V'Achot Ishto, Eshet Achiv Meimo, V'Eshet Achiv Shelo Hayamon Amo, V'Chalato. Now, we have a brisa in the Teres Kohanim, which is unclear. And this is what the brisa says. It says as follows. Ksiv, which would say, Matzot Teachel, should say mitzvah. Okay, that's the girsa in the brisa. Matzot Teachel mitzvah. Lefishaita, first we'll just read through the brisa, huh? Then Rabbi Yosef is going to come along and explain it. Lefishaita bichlal het v'neesra v'chazra v'hutra. Yochol tachzor le'etera harishon, tamud lomar matzot yachel, mitzvah. Kayotsebo, yevamo yavo alaha, mitzvah. Vishayta bichlal heter, v'nesra. Now v'chazra v'utra, yochol tachzor le'etera harishon, tamud lomar, yavo alaha, yevamo yavo alaha, mitzvah. What does this mean? Tzmachlokas. So Rabbi Yosef comes along to explain the brisa as follows. Patar matanita. Let's start from the beginning and explain each word. Matzot teachel mitzvah. Matzot teachel is referring to the kohen who now brings a korban mincha. He's mechuyev to eat it. Matzot. Fishayta bechlal heter. Ad shelo higdisha. What's it mean when it says shayta bechlal heter? This was regular solet. Before you were magdashit. Everybody could eat it, right? Okay, you went and you were magdashit. Rotze lechol ochel, shlo lechol eino ochel. So, divarishus, a bag of flour, you eat it, you don't eat it, it's up to you. Then, should say, higdisha ne'esra. That moment that you're magdashit now becomes awesome. Korav kumtza, now you bring the komets, now it becomes heter again, correct? It's chazor v'hutra. So now, yocho tachzor le'etera rishon, meaning, you might think that the shiraim of a mincha, it's up to you. You basically restore it to its pre-hegdash situation by making it shiraim. You did the mitzvah, you took off the comments, and therefore, there's no chiyuv on a kohen to be oichel a mincha. Yeah, you want to, you can eat it, you don't want to. You don't have to eat it. There's no... Obviously, it has to be eaten, because it can't become noser. Okay, so then another kohen eat it. There's no mitzvah, kohen makrivoto. There's no mitzvah that I, bedavka, have a mitzvah to eat it. Tamud lomar, matzote, achel mitzvah. The kohen who is makriv has to at least eat something of a mincha. Kayotsebo, continues Rabbi Yossi, I'll explain the rest of the brayta like this. Yevamo yavo alei mitzvah. Now here the case was, before she got married, I thought bechlal heter, right? So at Shaloni said lachiv. There's a woman. It's a woman in the streets. Got no relationship to him. He wants to marry her. He could. Ratzolichnos konei shlolichnos. It's up to him. He wants to marry this woman before his brother married her. It'd be no problem. Now, should say niseit lachiv. The moment she goes in and gets married to his brother, now there's a problem. The moment that she's married to her brother, she becomes aser as an erva. So now she's an Esra, she's an Eshetach. So it should say, Met Achiv Belo Bani. Now his brother dies without children. So okay, now basically we're taking off the Yisr of the Eshet Achiv. So now you might think that Chazra Le'etera HaRishon, so she's now Chazra V'Gutra, Yochol Tachzor Le'etera HaRishon, meaning that now the Torah is saying, if a brother wants to marry a woman who was once married to his brother, when that brother dies without children, she's now muteret. Maybe that's all it's saying, right? So therefore, comes along the Torah to say, Tamud lomar yevamo yavo alea, it's not up to you. It's a mitzvah, and that it's bedavka chiyev to be miyavim. Rav Huna says, that's not the pshat in the Braita. Ravuna Pater Matanita as follows. Matzot Achel Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah in Yerda Mincha. Lefish Aita Bechlal Hetera Ad Shelo Kicharo Tzerecho Chametz Achel Matzah Achel. The issue is not talking over here about the theory of eating. The issue is eating it as matzah. The point is this. When you originally had this soleh, before you made it kodesh, you could eat it however you want. When it is chametz, when it is matzah, no problem. Now you go ahead, hikdisha. The moment that you're magdish, it became asura b'achila, completely. Nesra, okay? You bring along the chametz, now it's chazer v'hutra. If it's chazer v'hutra, yachol tachzor le'etera risham, you might think that now the kohen can eat it how he wants. He has to eat it, fine. But the mode of his eating, what's the difference whether it's chametz or matzah? Basically, I can eat it the way I always would have eaten it, except I have a chiyuv to eat it. But who cares how I eat it? Rotzeh le'echol chametz ochel, matzah ochel. Therefore, the Torah tells us, Talmud lomar, matzote achel mitzvah. The point of here is you must eat it as bedavka, as matzah, and not as chametz. No, Shiari Amincha. Shiari Amincha. The Hetera means you took the comments. So now it's Chosr La Hetera Harishon. So you might think I can eat it now as Chametz. Right. Now, the truth is that this doesn't make all that much sense. Because Lamaisa, we'll see later on in our Yevamos, but much later on, we'll see that the Gemara there in the Bavli says this is it's impossible to have such a Havamina. Because it says, "Beferish lo se'afech chokam." You can't bake lo se'afech chametz chokam. You can't bake even chokam of the kohanim, even the shiari amincha chametz. So that, what's the have a minute to say that you might think you can eat it even chametz? You know? Obviously, you can't eat it chametz.
It has to be eaten in a mikdash as well. This mikdash shiari amincha.
Yeah.
Is there chametz?
Yes. Yeah, there's an Isra of chametz. But the Yerushalmi, the Bavli says, there's no way to make it chametz, because there's an Isra lav to make it chametz. So how could I think that Yochol, if he wants to eat it chametz, so there the Gemara says it doesn't mean chametz, it means chalut. And that you pour it quickly into boiling hot water. So you might think that's also good, right? So therefore, matzot te'achel, it comes to tell me that it has to be matzah, and the Maaseh Gemara ends up saying that chalut is included in matzah. You could be yotzi matzah, lagabi pesach. I said, well, wait till we get there. But anyway, Yerushalmi doesn't go into this, according to Ravuna. Continues Ravuna, hey yotzi, though. Continues Ravuna's explanation of the Braita. We have the same issue when it comes to Yavam. Yavam, Yavam, Aleha, fine, that's a mitzvah. Originally, I thought, Bechalal Heter. Archeloni said, look, before she got married to your brother, okay? If you want to marry her because she's beautiful, marry her because she's beautiful, okay? Rotzelich knows the shame Toar, she's Yefei Toar. Take her, she's rich. You want her because she's rich, take her because she's rich. L'shem Momon, Kones. However, the moment that she's Niseitla Achiv, she now becomes a Surah at all. The brother dies. Now she's muteret to the surviving brother. You might think that she is muteret the same way she was always muteret. If he thinks she's beautiful, he can marry her because she's so beautiful. Or she's rich, he can marry her because she's rich. So yochol tachzor le'etera rishon. Rotzo l'shem toar kones. L'shem momon kones. Tamud lomar. Yevamo yavo aleha mitzvah. Therefore comes along the Torah to tell me, only l'shem mitzvah. Not l'shem dover achar. Which is basically Abba Shaul's raya, that if we can't trust you to do that, then there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the mitzvah. So Ravuna Abba Shaul, which means that Ravuna is essentially telling us Abba Shaul's halacha that we just had in the Bavli. The Tanya Abba Shaul Omer Hakones et Yivimto L'Shum Noi L'Shum Dvarim Achirim. Somebody who takes the yibum because she's beautiful, or he has some other hidden agenda, such as her bank account, Arezu bi'ilat znut, the korov avlad liot mamzer, and therefore, says Abba Shaul, chalitza is best, instead of yibum.
Even if she's ugly before?
Well, we'll see, Abba Shaul, yeah. Well, nice. what is it? What is it? Al atam al areach en lid vakeach. Fine. So now, shall we say that ma abashok Rabbi Akiva? Shall we say that Abba Shaul holds of Rabbi Akiva Shita? That, because I mean, what's the issue of being bought? I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds Yesh Mamzer the Yavama, meaning if someone sleeps with a woman as an Isser Lav, that there's also a Chiev of Mamzer. That Mamzer is not only from an Erva of an incestuous relationship. And so what you're saying is that Karova of Lav Yod Mamzer, because even though Lamaisa there's no real Arayas, but it's Mamzer in the sense of Zar, right? You'll notice, Lo tiyeh eshet hametz le'ish zar, achutz le'ish zar. Mam zer is mum zar, the mum of a zar. So in other words, that's where Rabbi Akiva is saying, look, there's a zarut, there's something alien about this, something that's not appropriate. And inappropriateness in such a relationship creates mam zerut. Is that what you're trying to say? Alibid abashol. So, in other words, the whole thing, he wouldn't have even said Korav al Yosef Lad Manzer if he wouldn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. No. Mayom Rabbi Akiva be of a Mashiach Zintah. Excuse me, what's the comparison? Rabbi Akiva is talking about a Yavama who was over on the Yisr Lot Yesh Tamet Achutz al Yizar, right? So from that Yizar comes a Mumzar. But Abishol is talking about his own Yavama. He's talking about Yavimto. So he's saying the Torah is Mater Yisr Eshes Ach. Dafka for the needs of mitzvahs yibum, correct? And therefore, it says, if he slept with an eshet ach, according to everybody, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Akiva. He's not saying it's the zarut that he's an izar, he's not an izar. It's an incestuous relationship. So even not alibah, Rabbi Akiva shita, he's saying it's korov liot mamzer.
Eshet ach remains asur even after the...
Right, but only with a lav.
If he divorced the woman, can the brother marry the woman?
Never.
That's it, with a lot.
The only case that changes is the case, the primary case, which is Achot Ishto, which changes after the death of his wife. If his wife dies, then there's no longer an Eshet Achot Ishto. All of the other Arayot are permanent. Whether it was divorce, death, or whatever it was that created the Yisr, never changes. Except, of course, in the case of Yibum. But that's it. Those are the only two cases that will change, interestingly. Because those are the only two cases that are linked to each other. Achot Isha comes to tell me we're not to do Yibum. Right? It's fascinating. Okay. So, says all right. So now, this... Abba Shaul, who holds that you cannot be miyabim unless it's a shame mitzvah, is apparently, however, going like Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. Because Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, he had a case where Yibem et Eshet Achim, he had, I mean, the case over there was that he had five brothers that died without children. Horrible story. And in the Bavli, he makes this comment that he says, well, I basically plowed five times and I ended up planting five big trees. Right? So we say over there, what do you mean? He only slept with his wife five times. And what about the fear of... So he says, no, the case is that he had, in fact, five brothers. And what he means is the chamesh harishot harash in these cases, so that he had these five one-time relationships, which we'll see in a moment, said he slept with each one of these women once. Each one of them had a child, each of whom became a great Gadol b'Yisrael. And not only that, but when he slept with her, through a sheet so that he shouldn't have any direct contact with her to avoid any personal netiyah in the relationship. So v'derech sadin ba'al, he didn't want to come touch with her body. Apparently, there are two issues over here. He only slept with each one once to be mekayim the mitzvah, and then he was megarisher, which is fine. So now she's muteret to the world. He was making shame lafi. And even when he slept with each one of them, he wouldn't sleep with skin-to-skin contact. And obviously, he must hold about a sholon, because otherwise this is insane. The Torah is telling you to take her as a wife, so what's he treating her like? Elamai, he didn't trust himself. Right? So it must be that Abba Shol basically has this idea. Who were the five Matiyas? Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachum ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta ben Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Avdimus ben Rabbi Yossi. All of these came from his Yevamot. Amazing story. Charisha? To grind away to...
It seems like kind of a crude term.
Well, maybe that's what he's saying, that it was crude in the sense that it was of a mechanical act. Ibn Dafka didn't want to get into it. Maybe that is the point.
This is a Baba Maisa that all Jews...
Yeah, unbelievable, this. That's what they say.
Yeah,
the Jews are against sex, they have to use it.
They go through a sheet.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not based on that. It's based on another Gemara.
Somebody figured out why they might think this. They walk through Beis Shurim and they see hanging on the line is these tzitzits. Big hole in the middle. That's what they knew.